I was just living my life. But then life as I knew it was over. In 2003, I was arrested by the FBI. The government was seeking the death penalty. Every tale of slaying our proverbial dragons, of painful lessons learned, must start somewhere. This one begins here. 18 years of praying, studying the law, doing anything I could to scrabble myself out of that place. And now the moment's finally here, and I can't even believe it's happening. I can't even absorb the one simple fact that finally now is reverberating through me. I am free. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Ben Free Podcast. I'm here with my guest who is going to be interviewed and also do a musical performance, Jay Tim. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself? Your story's pretty interesting, so I think the folks would be interested to hear it.
What's good, everybody? My name is Jay Tim. I came to LA from Russia to work, to make things happen. I'm really happy to be here. Thank you so much for having me here. Sure.
Now, how long have you been doing music? That's a good question.
I've been doing music on my native language, on Russian. I've been doing music for almost 4 years, but only half a year ago when I came here, I started doing music on English. So it was a completely new experience for me.
Really?
Because I learned English when I was a kid. It was not a problem to talk in English, but to make music in English, it's a completely different thing. And I had to relearn everything back again, how to... Sure. Write lyrics, everything. So it was pretty tough for me, but now I got it almost half a year past. So
did you find that singing in English improved your speaking in English too, just because you had to look at the language differently?
Yeah, of course, because learning new words every day, hanging around actual people whose native language is English is completely different when you just hear them talk. Like, when I first came here, I couldn't understand some things that people were saying to me, and I always had to, can you repeat, please? Everything yes. like that. But now I'm pretty fluent, too.
Sure.
I understand pretty much everything and in terms of making music.
When you begin to do music, write music, was it something that you just did for fun, or was it something you started thinking about as something you could do for a career?
It was a really funny story. So one day when I was like around 15, 16 years old, I walked in the kitchen in my house, and on the TV, there was a Russian rapper who was performing on the TV, and I listened to it, and I'm like, I can do the same. Like, it's not that hard, and I just tried. I was learning how to write lyrics. I was learning how rhyme schemes work and everything, and then it just went and recorded my first song, and it just went on after that.
So you say you recorded your first song. Did you already have connections with like an engineer or somebody to make music, or did you do it yourself?
No, it was really funny. I just Googled a recording studio in my city.
Become wealthy.
Become wealthy real quick. Yeah. So I just record. I just found this recording studio, and when I went to it, it was just another dude's house with a closet that was designed like a booth.
Sure.
And so I had to record my first song like that. It was no crazy engineer, no crazy studio, just in somebody's house in the living room using a...
A lot of top artists do a lot of their best recording and even some, you know, Grammy award-winning stuff in a closet.
Yeah, in the closet, anywhere. I know some people who recorded songs while there was like in the car, on the train, on the plane, but
you can do it pretty much anywhere.
Yeah, you can do it anywhere. That's why I love making music, because it don't actually require you to have a lot of stuff around you. You can do it anywhere.
Mic, Logic, maybe a MacBook.
Yeah, you're good.
Yeah, it's
It's to me, musical performance, acting to a degree, but I'd say music, people who are doing music, they're doing their own thing. So they're taking this thing that comes out from inside them. They're able to express things and share ideas. To me, it's one of the most free expressions of, you know, your heart and even your brain. Most of the things that have changed in my life or periods of my life, I always attach songs to them, the music that was out during that time. And for me, that was really necessary. As I'm sure you heard some of the story, but I mean, I spent over 18 years in prison, and I many times feel like I wouldn't have made it without that. There was music that I wrote not because I wanted to or because I wanted to see it perform, but I had to write it.
Yeah.
I was going through so much stuff. It was like it was my therapy. I had to get the words out. And once I had finished the song, I almost felt like I had solved the puzzle of what was wrong, and then I could release it. And it was like gone, you know?
Yeah, music is therapy. I completely agree with you, because every time I'm not feeling good, every time something bad happens, I just go to the mic and express my feelings. I might not even release the song, nothing. I just want it to do for myself, because it helps me to, like, a coping mechanism, you know? Like,
sure.
So I can just talk about it, not to someone, but to myself on the mic, and make a song about it. Maybe it turns out fine and I release it and it's like my biggest hit ever. We never know.
Sure.
But yeah, I just love
it. It's funny, you read stories about big hits, and a lot of times there's really established groups and they do a song as a joke and then it comes out. Like
it comes out crazy, like
The rock band was around for a long time. I think they're still around, Dire Straits. They were doing music for 20 years, had a pretty loyal following all over there in England, but they did a song back when MTV was a bigger deal, and it was called Money for Nothing. And they had Sting sing the front of it, and it was like, I want my MTV. And the whole thing was a joke. They were watching a commercial on MTV, and they were in Sears. And one guy, you know, was like, see that little, and then bad name for homosexual, with the earring and the makeup. Yeah, buddy, that's his own hair. And they were making fun of all the people in there. And then the chorus was like, we got to install microwave ovens, custom kitchen delivery. We got to move these refrigerators. We got to move these color TVs. All he did was just make a song out of these two dudes who were complaining about all the stuff they had to do for work at Sears. And it became like a triple platinum single. Went through all that. And they were like, seriously, we've been doing this for 20 years and that's the song that makes it?
But yeah,
you never
it
know.
Happens. It happens sometimes. I know some people who also just recorded a song just for fun, not even wanted to release it or something. Then it got leaked and it just went crazy. Everybody just went crazy for that song.
Yeah.
And it became their own style to do like songs like that.
Sure. Like 21 Pilots had that song they did as a joke, and it was called Beats by Dre. And the whole thing was just a joke experiment. It was like, would Beats by Dre pay $20K for us
oh,
to
yeah,
say
I heard this song.
That
yeah,
they
yeah.
are great? That was it. And they did. It was just like a bet with themselves that they could get him to do it.
Like Lil Yachty with Poland.
Right.
His song was just a meme.
Right.
And it just became number one on Billboard like after the release.
Baby Shark is not exactly the most masterful musical arrangement, but what are we at, a couple billion now?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
So let me ask you, if you could change something in the world through your music, what would it be? Sky's the limit.
Sky's the limit. Wow. I would just love to everybody just to stop violence, because I'm not originally from here. I'm from Russia. And in Russia, in terms of like crimes and everything, we don't got a lot of that. And out here, the whole time I've been here, a lot of big artists, big rappers passed away because
getting shot,
like overdosing, everything. And it's awful because those people are super creative, super great people, most of them. And it's just so sad that people go out like that.
Now, you say don't have much of that in Russia. Do you think that's because the punishments are more severe?
Not even the punishments, just how the government looks at you from
everywhere.
Yeah, from everywhere. And you can't really do no crimes in there, because before you do it, they already know about it and you get locked up.
You're kind of in a fishbowl.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. So in Russia, crimes are not that big because everybody just gets locked up before they can even do anything.
Thought police. You know, they have a, Kurt Vonnegut, he had a book that talked about this guy. He was on this, in the book, the character was on an island called San Lorenzo, and he was bringing a guest around, and they get to the middle of the town square, and there's this big 20-foot pole that has this just crazy, sharp, gothic-looking hook on it that curves up like that. And he's like, what's that? And he goes, oh, that's the hook. He's all, I can see it's a hook, but what is it? He said, well, in San Lorenzo, if you commit any crime, doesn't matter whether it's murder or jaywalking, they hang you to death from that hook in the center of town. And the guy's like, isn't that kind of extreme? And he goes, I don't know. We don't have any crime.
Yeah, it's like the same. In Russia, we don't have that much going on, but if you want to do something, you'll probably get locked up.
Right.
So, yeah.
I'm actually thinking about taking Russian next quarter. I have to take another foreign language at UCLA. And I thought, I've already been taking Spanish. I could do that just by continuing to practice. Maybe I'll learn another language.
Yeah, Russian is pretty easy as a language.
It's Latin-based, too, so it's a lot of time learning the difference between noche and noche and, you know, this.
Yeah,
this,
you know. Yeah, yeah. A lot of words from Spanish sound the same as in Russian.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was about to start learning Spanish, but I came here.
How did you get here, by the way?
I was just in the studio working. My producer called me. Hey, I just met this guy in LA. I want you to meet him. Let's get on a call. I'm like, all right. Next day we get on a call. We just talk about it. Like, and he just tells me, you want to do music? You want to be this big thing? You want to do shows, do everything? You can't do it in Russia. You got to come here. I'm like, well, I mean, I pretty much can. I had the visa, everything. And we just booked a flight. I come here a week after. And I was supposed to stay here for a week. Then it became 2 weeks, then a month. And now I'm here for 6 months already and staying pretty much.
Are you like hiding underground or do they know you're all right? Do we need to let you out the back door or are we safe right
now? No, we safe. We safe. They know that I'm here. It's all good. But yeah, it was tough to get from Russia to here because I had to drive to Finland and from Finland on a plane here. And wow. It was like 5 hours drive and 13 hours flight in one day.
Yeah, that's rough. I've done that, but only in the military.
Oh my God, yeah.
We flew to Kuwait and we weren't allowed to just fly straight. You can only go over certain acceptable airspaces. Mm-hmm. So our path was like, we were 16 hours on a plane to get to Kuwait. We saw Mrs. Doubtfire like 7 times in a row. Mm-hmm. It was the only movie they had. So eventually everybody was mouthing the words to, oh no, a drive-by fruiting. Like we knew every word in it. That's way too long. So actually you got me thinking. So that means you have to be here on a work visa and you can get a work visa based on recording or?
Yeah, that's actually what I'm working on right now. I'm obviously working on a lot of music right now. Sure. We already have more than 10 videos. We have like 100, 150 songs, but I can't even drop them properly because I don't have the working visa yet, but we're working on it right now.
Okay, good.
It's on the way.
Let me know if there's any other calls we can make to try to make this happen. You never know.
Yeah.
I might know somebody who knows somebody.
Yeah.
Everybody's connected in some kind of way, right?
Yeah.
Now what? So initially when we started the show, I had been thinking about what freedom means. And a lot of it was based on, at the time, some kind-hearted friends put me up in this. I went from 8 people in a little tiny prison cell to just me in a 5-bedroom house. And it was technically a sober living home, but I was the only one there. In fact, I technically had a parole officer, and she came over like, I mean, technically it's a sober living home. It's listed as one, but I mean, you're the only one here. I'm like, well, there's certainly no one trying to get me to do drugs. And she's like, I guess. Like, so they let me stay there. But in that time, I was in South Central, and that's where I spent most of my adjusting to society time for most of the year. But on the corner, there were a few homeless people that were there, and I'd see in the morning when I'd go to the liquor store, et cetera. And there was a lady there named Lily. She's probably still there. And she would be so, like, cold and bundled up, and just you could tell she was just aching. It's clearly she didn't want to be there, right? And you never know, like, you've heard people say, oh, well, go get a job. But But, you know, sometimes things aren't that simple, right? But I got to thinking, well, 4 months ago, I was on my knees in a prison cell praying that I'd get out and I could finally be free. 4 months ago, she was probably right there on that corner, even on those 39, 40 degree nights. I mean, LA is not as cold as Alaska or Russia, but I mean, it's still not fun to be outside in what little clothes she had.
Yeah.
So I got to thinking, so technically 4 months ago, she was free and I wasn't, but would she have traded spots with me? Probably in a heartbeat right then if she was cold enough. I mean, so I started thinking, well, is that really what freedom is, just not being locked up? Or is freedom being able to do what our guest last time, Ari, mentioned, is freedom being able to do what you want? Is freedom being able to do what you feel inside and act out on it, right? So I got to thinking that that's free. You see a guy in the car next to you and his overly expensive Jaguar driving to work to the job that he hates, beating on his dashboard, honking at the person in front of him, and I think, that guy doesn't look very free either. Like, so what is free really? And it got me to start pondering, okay, so is free just not being on parole anymore? Is free not being in a communist country? Is free what? So I ask all that to say that, has your idea of freedom changed or evolved since you've been here? I mean, you are working on a visa. I know it's for music, but do you also want to live here?
Yeah, of course, because for me personally, I've been here before. I traveled here with my parents, with my family, 3-4 times before I came here by myself and started doing the whole music thing. And I, all the times I came here, I didn't want to go back.
Really?
Always. Like, even if it was not going back to Russia, because sometimes we traveled like to many cities around USA and... we were like coming here for a week and then going to like New York and stuff. I was like, can we spend another like week in here? Yeah. I don't want to go to New York. Like, can I stay here?
Just one more day.
Yeah, because this city is actually perfect for me. It's a city with good weather that fits me, with great people, amazing people. I've met so many people out here that I never thought I would meet. And the city is amazing. Like the whole vibe, everything. And I feel like I'm in the right place. Sure. When I'm here. I feel like, okay, that's me, myself. I'm good here. I want to stay here. And yeah, so.
So maybe freedom is being able to live where you want to.
Freedom is just basically being able to do anything and everything you want and what makes you comfortable. I think so.
Sure.
Many people would think something else, but I think that freedom is just you being who you are, doing what you do, and being happy with it. That's freedom.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely have to do things I don't want to do right away, but from a bigger perspective, I want to do them. Like, I have to do this expiation essay, doing a close reading of Middle English texts tonight. I don't really want to do that, but as a whole, I want that education. I want what that's going to get me. I want to continue in my writing.
Yeah.
And storytelling and podcasting. Like, these things are part of my goal. So I don't do everything I want every moment. I mean, sometimes I imagine you've probably done a track where they're like, no, do it again. No, do it again. No,
yeah.
Do it again. And after like the 60th time, you're like, blah. I mean, so I know what that's like. And I don't want to do it one more time, but I do want to record the song. So,
yeah.
You know, on a bigger scale, I agree with you that freedom is at least being able to choose what you're spending your energy on.
Yeah.
You know, and the kind of people you have around you when you're doing it. Freedom is not being forced. Like, to me, that was the biggest freedom that was robbed from me inside of prison, was I couldn't choose my environment. I had to deal with whatever environment they threw at me, and I had no real say in it one way or the other. I can make the best out of it, and I learned to do that, but I couldn't choose who was going to be in my world.
Yeah.
So to me, freedom is largely being able to pick who I bring into my world and who I give my energy to and who I get my energy from, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with you completely.
What are some of your common themes in your music when you're writing songs? What are the things that motivate you?
Before I came here, I was more of a pop artist than a rap and all of this new sound stuff. And mostly I was just writing and talking about love about my own experience and relationships with people, and just some themes that people my age could relate to. Like, I'm not talking about like going to school and stuff, but more of like...
But also not talking about playing bingo, right?
Yeah. Right. Something that like people of my age can refer to and can listen to and be like, oh yeah, I've been in this situation before.
Sure.
Like, first time a girl broke your heart.
Sure.
And you write about it, and people who are listening to, yeah, I remember 5 years ago, my first love, she broke my heart. I like this song now. Like,
yeah,
that's
what
I was doing.
Yeah, or if that happens at the time that they hear your song,
oh,
they're going to remember it for the rest of their life.
Yes, yes. It's the perfect situation. I mean, it's not good that somebody broke your heart, but you have a song.
Bad
so you
for
can,
whoever that is, personal life. Good for record sales, so it kind of depends.
Not
on
it's good for the person, too, because he can listen to it and be like, okay, I'm not the only one who's going through that.
Right, and that's the big thing, is being relatable, being able to talk about a common issue. That's why comedy is funny. People will say things like, when Seinfeld does his skits, and he's like, you know, something I don't get about a car, it's like, you're inside, but you're outside. You know, I don't know what that is, but that's something. And I think, yeah, like I've had the same thought. So it's about finding this kind of common idea and expressing it so you feel a little less alone. That's what music does to me, is it connects people from everywhere. Because you put something loaded up on YouTube or whatever, anyone in the world can just click and hear all your songs.
Yeah.
And it's like you take all the songs and the emotions and thoughts and fears and hopes, and you pour them into this little bottle and you cap it up. And then the next time a person clicks, they can open it up and have a little sip of what you're going through, you know?
And feel what you're feeling too, because through music, a lot of artists, even me, I always express my feelings through music. If I'm feeling down, the song is going to be about how I'm feeling down, and the whole vibe will be so people could listen to it. Okay, he's going through something. If I'm happy, I moved here. First song I did was just me about me moving here and living on a completely different level, like not staying in no cold Russia. I'm in a warm place with great people. I have everything I ever asked for. That's what I was rapping and singing about when I just came here. Now I'm more of like just rapping and singing about stuff that happens around me.
Now, have you seen many movies where like Russian characters are depicted in the movies? Like Hollywood shows where they'll show like the Russian gangster or the...
Oh was, yeah, of course. That's
and,
yeah.
And it seems like it just seems so exaggerated. I thought, because I've met a lot of people who are Russian. Now granted, I've met them here and not in Russia, because I've never been to Russia, but it just seems like so overdone. I'll see this character and they're like afraid to laugh, and they're like this like humor is new thing in Soviet Union. And you're like, well,
no, you know, that's not
it
how
doesn't
people
seem real
are
to me. You know?
That's not how people are, but in all of those movies, they refer to people from the Soviet Union,
right?
From like the 90s, right, when we had the gangs and stuff,
right,
when it was not safe to anybody to walk around. But yeah, but now we follow like US culture is the biggest culture in the world. Everybody want to follow it.
Sure.
And so all the young people, we want to be like the people here. We want to be on TikTok. We want to be on Instagram. We want to go out. We want to do stuff. We're going to buy same clothes that you wear here. Like
hear music, join a fraternity or a sorority, you know, have the experience, right?
Yeah. Like, but it's pretty tough in Russia right now in terms of, again, if we're talking about freedom, because of the whole war thing, a lot of artists and just social media people had to leave the country because they either were getting
pressured about Ukraine.
Okay, now you're talking only, now on your blogs, in your songs, you only talk about how Russia is good, and they're like, no, that's not me.
You're like, yeah, but I don't really like what's going on in the Ukraine right
now.
You gotta go.
Yeah, yeah. And you just, either you go to jail or you leave the country, pretty much. And
what I do find, I don't want to say it's good, but at least refreshing about some of Russia's leadership is that they don't really apologize for being what they are. Like I saw Putin interviewed on, I think it was on NBC, and she's like, so what do you say about these allegations that you were involved in the U.S. election? He's like, don't care.
Yeah, he's like, that's...
He's like, whatever, and they say...
He accepts it.
They said, he's like, well, they're like, so you admit that Russia is involved in U.S. politics? And he said, of course, Russian women are the most beautiful in the world. And they're like, what did he just... Okay, we're going to commercial break right now.
Yeah, that's how Russian people are. We actually, like, we were raised like that, that we...
Don't need to sugarcoat things.
Yeah. If things are bad, we're going to know if things are bad. We never going to like, okay, things are bad, but I'm going to keep smiling and not doing anything about it. I'm just going to live my life. No. If something is good, then we feeling good. If something is bad, we feeling bad, but we want to fix it.
Sure. Like, but many not everybody there is hopping on a plane to fly to LA and wanting to stay there. So there might be something different inside
you
that your countrymen didn't have, right?
Yeah, but still, like, people in Russia, we are tough. We were raised tough.
I believe there's like a genetic memory for that. If a people have gone through a lot of stuff, same with the Jewish people, with African-American people that had to go through some serious stuff.
Yeah.
People are oftentimes bred tougher. I feel like there's some genetic shared experience that gets passed down through generations.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, like the dwarves in Lord of the Rings. The dwarves are bred hard. They're like this tall and they don't let anybody mess with them, you know?
Yeah. So we pretty much, Russia is the dwarves of...
The dwarves of the world?
Yeah.
Because... All about the battle axe and the Russian bear?
Yeah. And a lot of beer.
And a lot of beer?
And vodka, of course.
Yeah, but I didn't want to say the stereotypical Hollywood thing.
Nah,
but...
we actually love vodka. Like, it's not a stereotype.
That's
we actually
a fact.
Love vodka.
Okay,
yeah.
That one's a fact.
We don't have bears on the streets. We don't have no, I don't know, matryoshka, balalaika, all of that. But vodka, yes.
I remember back in like the 80s, it was a big deal. Like, people were going, bringing Levi's from here and going to Russia and selling like seven, eight times as much.
It's still happening.
Still is?
If I go back, I can bring a lot of stuff from here and just sell it for 5-10 times more.
Really?
Because some things they just don't even deliver like from out here to Russia. And it's not because of the war situation, they just never did that.
You can't call Domino's in LA and ask them to deliver it to Russia?
It's no, I don't think so.
Okay.
I think we have Domino's.
Yeah.
I think so. I just never had it.
I always
it.
Wonder how that works in different countries. Like when I was in Kuwait, they had a Wendy's and you could get a burger, but it was $17.
Because
of all the shipping fees for cows. Because unless you wanted to get one with camel. So a camel burger was not quite as good, a little too chewy, a little less money.
Nah, in Russia it's not like that, but we don't have McDonald's anymore.
Really?
We had McDonald's for like
I don't really like them anymore anyways. I feel like I'm paying too much and getting too little now. It's like they're really small.
I'm telling you, in Russia, McDonald's is so good. Out here, I tried McDonald's, awful. In Russia, so good.
It was good, and then now they took it away?
Yeah, they took it away.
So, skipping forward to the next phase of our day, what song are you going to do? What's the title?
So, first song I'm going to perform is called Only Me.
Okay.
The song is just about how it's only me in my life. I have myself. I always depend on myself.
Me, myself, and I.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
And it's the last song that I released with a music video and everything. And the second song that I will be performing is called Mink. And it's just a rap song. It's just about a girl, how if she wants to do something with me, okay, come with me.
But if not, then?
If not, then I have stuff to do. So, yeah. Cool. And I'm going to release it soon. So I want to perform it here.
Cool. And if we can, we'll see what our tech geniuses can do. But maybe we can put some little clips into the video versions of these things.
Yeah, later on. Of course.
And if you like, we'll put you want people following you on Instagram and socials, we can put that below the screen magically right here if you want.
Perfect. Yeah.
Excellent. So come back. Thank you for being here on the Ben Free Podcast of the World Famous Coin Academy. As you know, my illustrious partner over here, Amy, has discussed with me about this project going on behind the prison walls. It's called Bars Behind Bars. Mm. Bars with a Z behind bars with an S. And so I've got a lot of things happening inside. I'm actually going to be going inside the prison. And I'm going there June or July for this event. And we're going to have people learning essentially literacy through rap and poetry and some performance and some basic recording going on. having only minor PTSD flashback dreams about having yeah. to go to the same prison I just left last December. But it is possible that we may ask you to come back to help some of the guys stuck in there. So
yeah, for sure. I know how to engineer. I know how to write songs. So if somebody needs my help, I'm right here. Call me.
Excellent. Sounds good. I'll do that. Thank you so much.
Okay,
for coming.
Thank you.
Take care. Well, look forward to the song. Hello, everyone. This is Ben with the Ben Free Podcast. My musical guest, Jay Tim, is going to sing Only Me. This is Jay Tim with Mink.
My time ain't free, okay, but you can come with me, okay. Say you want some drink, okay. Come smoke with me. Say you got some needs, I'm just trying to live. Baby, you say you call, so I got you a Mink. I spent 10,000 in my sleep, yeah. Run around town AMG, I'm geek, yeah. All these racks I'm getting better, make them flip, yeah. Pop Balenciaga, I just love the drip, yeah. Run it up on my own, I can blow it. Even when it's dark outside, my eyes still glow. Even when it's hot outside, my neck is froze. Got me feeling like NASCAR, the way I'm swerving. My time ain't free, okay, but you can come with me, okay. Say you want some drink, okay, yeah. Come smoke with me, yeah. Say you got some needs, I'm just trying to link, okay. Baby, you say you call, so I got you a Mink, yeah. Them Prada boots don't flee. I spent 10,000 in my sleep, yeah, okay. Run around town AMG, I'm geek, yeah. All these drugs I'm getting better, man.